Have you been waiting for a breakthrough? Well, you're in good company. The Bible is full of people who were tested through tough circumstances, including Mary, Noah, Job, the Apostle Paul, and countless others. Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we're going to take a final look at the common ingredient that allowed these heroes of faith to overcome. Our series is called Seeking God for a Breakthrough, and we'll begin our study in just a moment. But first, if you would like to learn how to pray powerful and effective prayers with more confidence and greater faith than ever before, stay with us. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a guided experience book by Pastor Rick called Experience God's Power Through Prayer. You can take a sneak peek by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's broadcast. That's PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called Why I Must Keep on Praying Persistently.
Those of you who are moms, do you remember how you felt the first time you let your first child cry themselves to sleep? I'm such a bad mom right now. And you could hear that baby in the other room crying, and previously, every time they cried, you were there instantly. You're there instantly. And eventually you learn you can't be there instantly every time they cry. And the first time you as a mother or as a parent, as a dad, and you let that baby cry itself to sleep. Question, was that important to that baby's development? Hello? If you think somebody's going to come wipe your nose every time you have a problem in life, you're going to be severely disappointed with life. Everybody owes me everything because I'm the center of attention. It's all about me. No, of course. Let me ask you another question. Those are your parents. Do you remember the first time you thought your child was old enough and responsible enough to leave them alone at home while you went out? And how nervous you were the first time you did that. And you left them alone, you bad parent, you. And you bad parent, you left them alone. You thought, I think they're old enough to be left alone. I think their maturity is at a level. They're not going to tear the house up. They're responsible. They're not going to do something stupid. I think they're responsible enough to leave them alone. Question, was that incident, no matter how painful it was to you, important to their development and maturity? Of course it was. Of course it was. Okay, I want you to get this. When God thinks you're mature enough, He's going to let you go through a period where you feel alone. And you don't feel His presence. And the question is, am I going to depend on my feelings or am I going to depend on God? It's part of your development, your spiritual growth, your building muscle. God doesn't want you living by your moods. He wants you living by your commitments and by your trust in His word. And when God thinks you're mature enough, He's going to leave you alone for a while, and it's a character test. Some of you are in it right now. Congratulations. I haven't felt God in a long time. I feel like it's a brass ceiling there. I'm not getting, my prayers are bouncing off. And when God leaves you alone, he's actually testing a couple things. Will you do the right thing without supervision, like you had to test your child? Will you keep praying when the answer isn't immediate, isn't quick, isn't instant, isn't immediate and all of a sudden there? Will you throw a temper tantrum and say, God, you're not fair, and God, you made all these promises and you're not keeping them? Let me show you an example of this. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verse 31. God left Hezekiah. He was a king, a very good king. God left Hezekiah on his own for a while, whoa, to see what he would do. God wanted to test his heart. And before God answers your prayer for a breakthrough, he's going to test your heart. I'm telling you this as your friend. God is going to test your heart before the breakthrough happens. And he wants to know, are you ready to handle the blessing? We talked about that with Daniel. Before every blessing is a testing. Do you know that God once did this for an entire nation? It's called the nation of Israel. He had a blessing for them called the Promised Land, but before he let them go in the Promised Land, he wanted to test them if they were mature enough, they were ready enough, they were responsible enough, they were committed enough to handle the blessing of the Promised Land. And so he kept them out in the desert, in the wilderness. They could have gone from Egypt to Israel in a matter of weeks or months, and it took them 40 years. What were they doing? Walking around the desert for 40 years. It's just not that long. You can get across that in several months. Certainly shouldn't have taken a year. And it took them 40 years. Well, they're getting tested. Now, here's the cool thing about God. When God tests you, he wants you to succeed. And because he wants you to succeed, he'll let you retake the test. And in 40 years, God gave him 7 different attempts. Like, you can retry for the bar exam. You can test again. And God wants you to keep retaking the test until you pass it. Now, here's what the Bible says, Deuteronomy 8, verse 2. The Lord led you through the wilderness for 40 years. Wow. Humbling and testing you. Circle testing. Humbling and testing you to prove your character. Remember I said when God is delaying an answer, he's testing your desires, he's testing your priorities, and he's testing your maturity. He wants to prove your character and to find out whether or not you would really obey his commands. Now let's just get real honest here. When you're in pain, when I'm in pain, and we cry out to God, either emotional pain or physical pain, or even when you're not in pain, you're just uncomfortable or you're bored. And when things aren't right in your life, what we want is we want God to remove the symptom, the painful symptom, when God wants to remove the cause. That takes a little bit more time. Let me say that again. When things are not going good in your life, you want God to just make it all happy. Put a band-aid on it, soothe it, take away the pain. Not clear up the relationship, not deepen your character, not change you. We want God to change the symptoms, change the circumstance, not change our character. We want a quick answer, and God wants to cut out the cancer. We want to feel the ease in our prayer. God wants us to heal the disease, the thing that's causing that problem in your relationship, that's causing that problem in your marriage, causing that problem in your finances. We want God to just get us out of debt. God says, how about if we work on what caused you to get in it in the first place? Because if we get you out of debt and we don't work on the cause, you'll be back there in another year. We want to feel the ease. God wants to heal the disease. It's a whole different level. So here's the big question. When I'm praying for God to do a breakthrough in my life, I want to get married. I want to get a job. I want to see my dream come true. And God wants all these things. If they're a desire that he's put in your life and all these things are being met, God wants these things to be true in your life too. But the first question you have to ask yourself, am I willing to let God change me instead of changing the circumstance? That's a whole different issue. Am I willing to let God change me instead of God changing the circumstance that I don't like? This is, friend, what's called the point of surrender. And the point of surrender happens in every breakthrough prayer before the breakthrough happens. And if you don't get through this point, you're not going to get to the breakthrough. Am I willing to let God change me and my attitude and my heart and my character and grow me up and change me and make me more like Christ? Why in the world am I praying for this promotion or whatever else. This is the point of surrender. Look up here on the screen. Romans 6:13 says this: give yourself completely to God, to be used in the hands of God for His good purposes. Give yourself completely to God, to be used in the hands of God for His purposes. That's the point of surrender. That's the point where you go, God, this is what I want, but really more than anything else, I want to be in the center of Your will. And if I need to change, go ahead, change me. I surrender. You know, there's an old hymn. It's called Take My Life and Let It Be, and it goes like this. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in endless praise. Let them flow in endless praise. Take my voice and let me sing, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Filled with messages from Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Your love. Take my intellect and use it. Every thought as You would choose. Use every thought as You would choose. Take my will and make it Thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart. It is Your own. It shall be Your royal throne. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at Your feet its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for Thee. Ever only all for Thee. Now that song starts off, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. A lot of people just want the first phrase, take my life and let it be. That's it. Make sure I'm going to heaven, but don't change me. Take my life, Lord. I want to be in the family. I want to be saved. I want to be forgiven. Take my life and let it be. Don't work on the parts of me that need changing. God is not going to give you everything you want and leave you self-centered. God wants to first change you and then bless you with all the things you've always desired anyway. But He's more interested in your character. God is testing your desire. Do I really want this? He's testing your priorities. What's really most important in my life? He's testing your maturity. Do I know the difference between no and not yet, between delay and denial? Am I growing in character? Am I saying, God, I'm surrendering to You before the breakthrough prayer? Finally, do you know what else this does? When you're waiting, when you keep praying and praying and the answer hasn't come, and you keep praying and praying, answer hasn't come, this is a test. It is testing. Persistent praying tests my faith. And that's the most precious thing of all, your faith. And the real issue, the question here is, do I trust my feelings or my Father? I know what God has said. I hear You. I'm going to meet Your need. I will meet Your need. The answer is on its way. Do I trust my feelings or do I trust my Father? It is a mistake to trust your feelings.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you're like most people, you're probably struggling with a difficult situation or circumstance in your life, and you need a breakthrough. That's where prayer, powerful prayer, comes in. Whether you need a breakthrough in your health, finances, career, marriage, or another important relationship, persistent, expectant prayer is how God moves to transform lives. And to help you unlock God's power in your life, Pastor Rick created Experience God's Power Through Prayer. This dynamic study book provides information and inspiration that will dramatically transform your prayer life. As you see God answer your prayers, provide for your needs, and open new doors, you'll develop a confidence that God is listening and that He cares. This high-quality hardcover book is filled with full-color devotionals, Bible teachings, scripture, and engaging exercises to help you discover the secret to answered prayer and the pathway to God's amazing power in your life. When you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you Experience God's Power Through Prayer to say thanks And today, when you join the Daily Hope family as a partner in hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a special surprise gift to welcome you. Go to PastorRick.com or you can text the word daily to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or text the word daily to 800-600-5004. Thanks so very much. Today is the last day to get experience God's power through prayer. So don't wait.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now, in our last message, I said God will never give you, your Heavenly Father will never give you anything unhelpful or harmful. He'll never give you anything detrimental or deadly. He'll only give you what is good. God made you. He knows you better than you know you. He knows what'll make you happy more than you do. He knows what you need more than you do. Why don't you trust your Father, the one who made you, who you wouldn't take the next breath if it weren't for him? And God knows what's going to make you happy. Now, you know, I mean, if you've been at Saddleback, you know what God has said about this and about purpose. This next verse is one of our most familiar verses, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know, God says, the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They're plans for good and not for evil. Plans to give you a future and a hope. You're going to trust your feelings? You're going to trust your Father? He says, I have these plans. But you know what happens with plans? You have to wait on God's timing. Not all plans happen overnight. In fact, the bigger God wants to do something in your life, the longer the runway it takes to get it off the ground. When God wants to do something really big, a big breakthrough in your life, it doesn't happen boom like this. It happens when you're going down the runway and you're praying and you're trusting and you're growing in priorities and maturity and desires and in faith. And God says, I'm going to do it, but you got to do it in my timing. Galatians 6:9. Let us not get tired of doing what is right. For at the right time, circle that phrase, at the right time, at the proper time, God's timing is perfect. He's never early, he's never late. At the right time, we will, not might, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't get discouraged and give up. Your faith is more desirable and more important and more precious than anything God could possibly give you. Now, knowing this, that God wants you to keep praying, not because you're trying to wear him down. You don't have to convince God of your desires. He's already said, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. He's already said, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. He's already said, ask anything in my name and it shall be done. He's already said, you have not because you ask not. He's already said, I could give you 100 scriptures. You're not trying to convince God when you keep praying for it. But in that persistence, God is changing you. He's changing your desires. He's purifying your desires. He's testing your character. He's building your faith. He's strengthening your life. He's doing all of these things for good in your life. So let me end with how God answers prayers. Four things. I don't have to explain this. It's self-explanatory. Four ways God answers prayers. I told you last week, God always answers prayer. There is no such thing as unanswered prayer. He doesn't always answer the way you like, but God always answers prayer. And he always answers prayers one of four ways. Here's what they go. Number one, when my request is not right, God says no. Because God's not going to give you something that's harmful for you, bad for you, is destructive. We've already said that. He'll only give you what's good for you. God will not give you something that's bad for you. When my request is not right, God says no. That's an answer. Number two, when I'm not right, God says grow. Now he's saying, yep, I want to give this to you, but you're not ready to stay at home by yourself yet. You're not ready to handle the responsibility. I have a blessing that's so big, it would blow your mind and your character couldn't handle it. And when your professional life outpaces your personal life, that's called stress. And so God says, when you're not right, God says, grow. We got a little growing here to do in character and in development and in surrender. Number three, When the timing's not right, God says slow. He says slow. It's coming, but it's not here yet. And in Habakkuk, he says, do not be discouraged if the vision isn't fulfilled overnight. Surely it will happen. It will not be overdue a single day. God says, it's coming. It's slow. We're going to take this slow until you're ready to handle it. Pacing growth. I could give you a big testimony about that one, but I don't have time for it. Number four, but when my request and the timing and my character, they're all lined up right, God says, go. Those are the four ways God always answers prayer. No. No, he says sometimes. Grow, he says sometimes. Slow, and then he says, go. So this is the reason we do what Ephesians 6:18 says. Last verse. Pray all times. Pray at all times. And on every occasion, in the power of the Holy Spirit, always stay alert and be persistent in your prayers. Not because you're trying to convince God, but because of these other reasons. Be persistent in your prayers for all Christians everywhere. I want you to circle all of those all words, okay? Pray all times, circle all. On every occasion, circle every. Always stay alert, circle always. Be persistent in your prayers for all Christians. You need to be praying for other people. God healed Job when he prayed for his friends. Everywhere. Now, what is not included in that verse? Nothing. That's why Paul says, pray without ceasing. Not three times a day. All the time. Let's bow our heads. This could be a breakthrough moment for you. As I pray this hymn again, will you make it your prayer? Say, Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Say, take my moments and my days. Let them flow in endless praise. And say, God, take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Say, God, take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Your love. And take my intellect and use every thought as You would choose. Say, God, take my will and make it Thine. It shall no longer be mine. Take my heart, it is Your own, and it shall be Your royal throne. Say, Father, who loves me in heaven, take my love, my Lord, I pour at Your feet, its treasure store. Take myself, and I will be ever only all for Thee. Ever only all for Thee. Help me to never give up in the prayers You put in my heart, but to keep praying until You say no, or grow, or slow, or go.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you're like most people, you're probably struggling with a difficult situation or circumstance in your life, and you need a breakthrough. That's where prayer, powerful prayer, comes in. Whether you need a breakthrough in your health, finances, career, marriage, or another important relationship, persistent, expectant prayer is how God moves to transform lives. And to help you unlock God's power in your life, Pastor Rick created the Experience God's Power Through Prayer Study Resource Book. Here's Rick to tell you more.
There's a verse in the Bible that I like to think of as a blank check. It's Ephesians 3:20. Glory be to God who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Now that is an incredible promise from God. God says he is able to do far more than we would ever dare to ask or even dream of. I don't know about you, but I'm a pretty big dreamer. God says I can top that. Now, that verse also tells us that we need to communicate with God. In fact, Jesus taught his disciples that prayer was the key to living a remarkable life. Prayer is the pathway to experiencing God's limitless power. But you know, prayer is just a simple conversation with God, and you could talk to God just like you talk to me or anybody else. Now, to help you develop your prayer life with God, I have put together a brand new spiritual growth resource, and I'm calling it Experience God's Power Through Prayer. I think it's going to help you develop a deeper prayer life and a conversation with God, a daily habit of prayer, and all of the things that you need to know to go deeper and deeper in a communication with God. It's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. It's going to help you become confident. Sharing your dreams, your desires, and even your difficulties with God on a daily basis. My prayer is that this tool will help you experience a real breakthrough in your prayer life, and you'll come to know God closer than you've ever known him before. Now, it's a hardcover book. It's filled with full color pages. It's got beautiful, inspiring photos. It's got devotional thoughts, Bible verses, practical teaching. It's just chock full of information and inspiration that will dramatically transform your prayer life. So I hope you'll get a copy of Experience God's Power Through Prayer.
When you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you Experience God's Power Through Prayer to say thanks. And today, when you join the Daily Hope family as a partner in hope with automated monthly giving, we'll also send you a special surprise gift to welcome you. Go to PastorRick.com, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thanks for your support. Today is the last day to get Experience God's Power Through Prayer, so don't wait. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.